Unfinished. He collects pairs of cars, parts from one to complete the other, that he doesn't repair as planned. Old, not yet antique, Ramblers, Cutlasses, bulgy-eyed Volvos. He collects hand tools, discarded books, stray cats, glass milk bottles, spittoons, rotary telephones, soprano saxophones. He rents cheap shacks from oddball landlords and fills them with plantation decor. A ceramic lamp disturbed me, a dark-skinned woman kneeling in a yellow sarong, one hand touching her turban, the other cupping her naked breast. She reminded him of Vietnam, watching bombing from his ship, dropping acid in Philippine bars. He only falls in love with other men's wives, smart women with biting humor. But something more than unwinnable women or unwinnable war wounded his large and lonely heart. He told me once, in kindergarten, he covered the entire page with black paint, leaving no room for his name. He lives in slow motion, as if he had 300 years to fill that hole, spending hours staring into the swimming pool, his mind spinning with ideas that never get traction, holding his glass of wine as if an offering to someone unseen.